It's the opening night 2024 Fred Nantz On Deck pregame show. Eric Bach, Jake Lowry, back for another year of these chats and another year of Fred Nantz baseball. Skipper, can't wait to get it rolling with you.
Yeah, happy 2024 opening day. I'm excited, Eric.
So opening night is obviously, there's a lot of pomp and circumstance around it. How do you get this group focused on the task at hand? Because these baseball games count now, starting today.
Yeah, there's no more roll-its, you know. No, we're excited. You know, this whole week has been a preparation, the spring training, the hard work that guys have put in, the coordinators, the staff, the support staff. It's a culmination, and these games count. You know, wins and losses are real things, and, you know, we're all about developing winners, and it starts tonight.
Last year on this day, we were having a conversation about all the stars are out, all the big-name prospects are here in Fredericksburg, and there still are some this year, but I think this roster has fewer quote-unquote big names on it than last year's, but it's an experienced group. 24 out of the 29 guys have played a game, at least one game for the Fred Nantz before, so it's a different calculus for you now this year than it was last year.
You're right, yeah. I mean, we don't have a Brady House, you know, Max Romero, some of these guys, but we do have a bunch of guys that have been here, like you said. So 24 out of 29 is pretty remarkable. Guys that are, they're in a routine, they understand where to go, how to get to the field. You know, their daily work, they know how to read a schedule, and they're going to get their work in. So we talk about owning the obvious, and the obvious is the pregame stuff, the strength and conditioning things, the bullpens, all that kind of stuff, to get to the compete in the game. So with experience comes, you know, some expectations, and this is the time for it.
Last year, in the beginning part of the season, it seemed like the Freddies' offense was maybe a little bit ahead of the pitching staff. And of the 24 guys that have returned, all 16 pitchers have pitched for the Fred Nantz at one point or another. You got to hope that you can lean on this pitching staff early in the season as a young lineup. It's kind of flip-flop from last year as a young lineup tries to find its footing.
Absolutely. You know, it all starts with pitching and defense, as we know, especially early on in April. You guys are going to be on limits, pitch counts, innings limits, and that's pretty much across baseball. So for us to establish these innings and try to throw up zeros and let the offense kind of roll, we try to mix in, you know, veteran guys and younger guys and prospects throughout the lineup. So it's not just stars at the top, maybe some role players are at the bottom. It's a mixture of everybody. So for the pitching, I think we're going to be a little bit better off than we started last year, even though we ended pretty well.
Yes.
I do think that is a big strength of ours.
Definitely, because the pitching staff today looks a lot like it did at the end of the season last year when the staff really had it going on. Speaking of pitching, big name on the mound tonight. One of the big name prospects, Harleen Susana, gets the opening night start. Everybody knows what his deal is. It's triple digit fastball with a biting slider. Got to keep him in the zone, though, right? And that's always his focus, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, Susie is one of our, you know, bright young stars in the game, not only with the Nationals, but like you said, this is technically parts of three seasons for him. You know, looking to bounce back off, you know, an injury at the end of the year last year, but he's full go. We're excited to watch him go out there and pound the strike zone with not just his fastball, but his breaking ball, you know, curveball and slider. So for us to have somebody like that to open up, it gives us a really good chance, you know, to springboard through the weekend.
You and I have talked a little bit about staff continuity. Obviously, just the one change with Mike Abbas stepping into the hitting coach role, but everyone else from last year is back. And for you, for your third year here in Fredericksburg, second year with this staff pretty much intact, you got to be feeling like we're just ready to rock and roll here. No adjustment period, right?
No, you're right. Yeah, the only adjustment I would say is just coming to the field and, you know, making sure things are stocked up and, you know, how it is, the paper, the ink and things like that. But that's normal, right? But we're excited with the staff that we have. You know, we've had over, you know, 200 games together in the past two seasons. So back from my junior year with the Freddies, and we can't wait to get rolling.
My junior year as well. Opening night, we mentioned the ceremony of opening night earlier. How do you, as somebody that's a baseball lifer, played the game, now on the coaching side of it, how do you enjoy this opening day? How do you allow yourself to soak it in?
Well, when you're on the line, you're getting announced. I think that's like the culmination of your hard work and all the times that you've done that before. Whether you get to do one at home, and you always get to usually do one on the road. So for us, it's special in that regard. But you know, it teaches these guys the same thing that they do in the big leagues. They do one at home, they do one on the road, and then you start playing. But it is fire. If you don't have a fire in your gut to see all the stuff and, you know, the color guard, the national anthem, the fans, the rally towels, you know, then you shouldn't be doing it. But I think for our guys, it's a great experience. It lets us know that we got people in the stands to watch us and root us on, and that's all we can ask for.
Towels will be waving tonight at Virginia Credit Union Stadium, opening night in Fredericksburg. Skipper, thanks for the time, and can't wait for it.
Thanks, Eric. Go Freddies. Happy opening night.